It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're going to go back in time. Matt's Time Machine, 877-881-1053. Would you make this deal? So we go back to the 2013 draft. One of the worst drafts ever. Ever! Save your talk about Markelle Fultz being one of the worst number one picks. Give me Anthony Bennett in 2013 for the win. Just terrible.
What is he doing now?
He's like a backup on a European team. And he goes, oh, people will see. My time will come. No,
sure it will.
It won't. So Victor Oladipo and his continued emergence makes it look better. Otto Porter, to be determined. Rest of the top five, Cody Zeller, cool. And Alex Len, who sucks. Number six, Nerlens Noel, terrible. Ben McLemore, been traded like 15 times. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he's fine. Trey Burke, hey, we got him now.
Yay!
He hasn't really worked out super well. And CJ McCollum looks solid, but you have all kinds of junk in the top 10. I take you to the number 13 pick. The Dallas Mavericks, they would trade this pick to Boston because, well, we had to save all of our money for our free agent run. And by sending this pick away, we saved a sweet $500,000. And we eventually got Shane Larkin, who, well, he didn't really work out. But we took Kelly Olynyk, who, he's been all right, but he was immediately shipped off to Boston. But the player that we could have drafted, the player that Donnie wanted, that he had been scouting, I don't know, you might have heard of him, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's not bad.
Yeah, he's pretty all right. Is a genuinely respected top five player in the league. So you could have drafted him, and that could have been the direction that you're going. So Mavs Time Machine, here's what we're doing. You go back to the year 2013. You let sanity kick in. You make sure that you convince the Mavericks that we're not going to get any of those free agents that you think that we're going to get. And instead, we just draft Giannis, and we take our chances from there. That's, by the way, Giannis, who captained one of the All-Star teams this year. And instead, your franchise changes from there. So many things are different. And eventually, the outcome is you don't get Luka Doncic.
Because you probably won't have that draft pick because you'll probably win more games because you have Giannis on your team.
Exactly. So on the one hand, I feel like everyone would be on board with that. But I know better than to just assume what all of the Tolos are going to say. So, in this scenario, you can go back in time. Do you draft Giannis in 2013? Deal with the fact that maybe he doesn't turn out to be exactly the same because how's he going to flourish under Rick Carlisle? And you deal with all that? Or do you just say, no, we'll stay the course because we got Luka and that's who I'm sticking with?
I feel like I'm going to really anger some people. But for me, this is an easy decision. Like, it didn't take any thought at all. You go get the guy that right now I think is the best player in basketball. It's Giannis. And this is before the Rajon Rondo trade that sets your franchise back.
Yep.
This is before all the frustrating mediocrity that we've sat through and watched as Dirk, our franchise player, the greatest player to come out of the Metroplex in basketball, has just kind of slowly wasted away because you as a team wasted every opportunity that you had to bring him back to glory. Giannis would have turned this thing around, and sure, Luka comes along and goes somewhere else, but like I think you watch what Giannis did to this team just earlier this week. The guy's unguardable. You can't stop him. He can play with anyone. He doesn't have to be an alpha, but he just naturally is because, I mean, what else would you expect from a 7-foot dude that can dribble down the court and go up and over just about anyone you put on him to defend? it's crazy to watch what he does. And as good as Luke has been, as much as I love him, I'd take Giannis 9 times out of 9, 10 times out of 10.
This is a weird way to say that, but I understand.
I almost said 9 out of 10, but then I realized, no, I'm not even going to think about it that 10th time.
From, it's not how I kind of thought this would play out. First of all, we get this. I feel like we have to read this one for the 808. You know damn well all these white people want Luka. And
I'm a white person, and I just said I didn't want him.
Okay, from the 682, staying the course, because I thrive off of fans' misery. From the 469, I'd rather have Luka and Porzingis than Giannis. And from the 469, Luka. Huh. And then we get this, and this is definitely where I fall in this as well. Yes, yes, yes. Let's do that. Get Giannis, no tanking. Then again, it doesn't allow us to weed out the fair weather fans who aren't really Mavericks fans. And so somebody else brought this up, and I think this is a good way to look at it. Though I do want to caution people a little bit, is even in Milwaukee, it took Giannis a minute to get going. Because when he was drafted, he was only 19. So you figure, like, it's going to take a minute. Which is really exciting about the prospect of Luka is, what if this is him taking a minute?
Right.
Like, I don't necessarily think it is, but if it is, holy crap. So his first year only averaged 7 points a game. Second year where he transitioned into pretty much being a full-time starter, 12.7 points per game. But it wasn't until the 15-16 season that he really started to become like the Giannis that you're more familiar with. And then the next year, he took off into the stratosphere in year number 4 and jumped from 17 points a game to 23 points a game, 8 rebounds a game to 9 rebounds a game, 4 assists a game to 5 assists a game, 1 block a game to 2 block a game. So like he really took off, but you didn't get that until year 4 because somebody brought up you get all of these years with Dirk. And that's the part that I think is super cool is instead of trying to find that running buddy, whether it was Odom, Rondo, whoever, maybe you already have that running buddy in Giannis, maybe it takes a minute, but you get Dirk with another super high-level player because the bad part of it is now that you've got that other super high-level player, he's not super high-level anymore, Dirk, that is, which is unfortunate, but, you know.
Right.
That's where it is. But yeah, no, I'll definitely make the switch and go Giannis as well.
You know, seeing all the reasons that everybody's giving, the Greek freak is exactly what he is. He's a freak. He can control the middle. He's a good defender to great defender. Then he also can take anybody he wants on the basketball court and go ahead and just take them wherever he wants to go with the basketball. It's something that you just don't see. Almost unicorn-like if he had a better jump shot, but more power in the other areas that Porzingis doesn't have. And you see that, and you realize that you put him with any other talent around him, and you have the mindset of Dirk, you probably end up maybe getting another championship out of this whole deal if you go back with the Greek freak and with Dirk, and then you start having the other veterans around him. You might be able to do something.
I do think it's really interesting, though, Colby from the 682, somebody texted this in, you wouldn't have wasted all those years with Chandler Parsons. And my first thought was, sure, you know what, that's a big reason why I would have loved to bring the Greek freak in here, because you don't have to worry about that. But then on the flip side, if you do bring in the Greek freak and you bring in the name and the talent surrounding Antetokounmpo, you also are probably bringing in a Deron Williams before you brought him in when he was hurt and he wasn't any good. You're probably bringing in a Dwight Howard, who is a locker room cancer, who fell apart, who would have been a waste of money. And as good as it would have been to have Giannis, I can't be certain that you're going to win that title because you probably bring in that big fish that you coveted, and it all falls apart because that guy isn't the guy that you wanted this franchise to have.
What do you think about this concept then to kind of pair with that? Because this could have been another reason that things go sideways. From the 972, it doesn't matter who you have if you still had Carlisle. Do you think that that would have stunted the growth of the Greek freak in this instance? Because that hasn't been the case for Luka, and I've heard some people, like, that's a weird thing, is some people have argued, well, Luka was already a ready-made product. It just, I mean, I still agree that I don't think Rick is the best in the world with young players, but I would be certainly willing to give him some of the credit for Luka, because I don't think it's fair to say, well, he's not good with young players except for the one that's totally working.
Well, I mean, look at the personality types that Rick has struggled with. It's not guys like Luka. It's not guys like Maxi Kleba or Dorian Finney-Smith or Al-Farouq Aminu, guys who Rick, as young players, has really done a good job developing. Dwight Powell. Like, I know they're all role players that you throw out, aside from Luka, but these are all guys that have basically been taken from nowhere and become 6, 7, 8, like, key role pieces on an NBA team that right now is pushing for a playoff spot. Giannis is much more, personality-wise, those guys than he is Dennis Smith Jr. or Rajon Rondo,
right,
or Lamar
alpha,
Odom.
Yeah.
And, look, Rick hasn't had a ton of opportunity to deal with those young players. The ones that he's been unsuccessful with are the guys that have to be the man. The guys that have to step up, and I want the credit. I want to be the guy here. Just and maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing. And like in Dennis Smith's case, I don't know that that was necessarily the worst thing in the world. I don't think he was a bad person. I just think that alpha mentality came out on the court, and you saw that he clashed with Rick. Giannis is not that. Giannis is a dude that had never tasted a smoothie before, and in the offseason had a smoothie and went to Twitter to talk about how great a smoothie was,
right?
Because he just loved American culture, and he shows up, and he goes and he works out all summer long, and doesn't want to work out with other people, not because he's antisocial, but because these are his competitors, and he wants to go be the best Giannis that he can, so he can go out and put on a show for his team and go win ball games. And that's the kind of guy that Rick works well with, young or not.
You know, and you keep throwing out more reasons, and I keep thinking to myself, if I had the ability to go back in time, would I do this? The problem is I've already suffered through all this other crap.
Right, so you know how that plays out.
I know how that plays out, but I've also suffered through this crap for a reason. It's whatever presence that I have now for the Mavericks. Now, I'm not sure on if Porzingis is going to be able to play full seasons because of his body type. That is something that scares me. You know, everybody's talking about the Euro Step Brothers.
Yes.
And how that this is going to be awesome. I think Luka's going to be awesome, but I also know that the Greek Freak is awesome. So I'm literally in a toss-up of I suffered through that crap to get this guy. But yet, you could take that all away somehow. Am I going to forget all that crap and all having to go through the tanking seasons and everything else? If I'm going to be able to forget all that and replaced with new happy memories, then I guess I'll go with the Greek Freak.
I just can't get over, you look at the player that the Greek Freak is just over the last couple of years, and then you remember he just turned 24. This is what he's doing so far, and he's surely up in the mix as a top three MVP candidate. 27 points a game, 1.5 steals a game, 1.5 blocks a game, 6 assists a game, 12.5 rebounds a game, shooting 58%. It boggles the mind that he just turned 24 and has already asserted himself as, I said top five earlier. I feel like top three.
If not top two or the best in the league right now.
Yeah, is not a stretch either. And I just can't get over. And people are saying, well, you can't beat the Warriors. And then I saw somebody else say, yes, so we could screw over the progress of Giannis and he'd be traded. And Mark Cuban would realize that Rick Carlisle's not that great, and then he wanted the Virginia coach. Like, that's a really specific way to look at it in the future, because the Virginia coach, they think, would actually go out and develop younger talent. I would just love to see how an elite player would thrive in this system, because we got to see what happened when an elite player was in the system. And I think that Luka can and maybe already is an elite player, but if this makes sense, there's a difference in levels of elite. You know, like there, I think there are elite level players out there that aren't on the same level of LeBron, KD, and the Greek Freak, even though they're still damn fine players.
Oh, and hell, we might look back 5 years from now and see Luka and what he's doing. And I mean, heard Skin talking about it on the way over here. He was talking to one of the Cleveland Cavs radio guys when they were in Cleveland earlier last week, I believe it was. And the guy rushed over at halftime to talk to Folwell and Harp about how he was watching LeBron on the court. And if that's what he develops into, then this,
that will feel really
whole
stupid.
Argument's moot.
Yeah, this is
it doesn't matter, but we're not there yet.
Because all the things that you see that he accomplishes, whether it's the number of 30-point games, whether it's the number of triple-doubles at this age, There's only two other players that have ever even been in that league, and it's KD and it's LeBron. And if Luka turns out to be one of those, then we will all feel really stupid, except for the people who are like, no way, keep Luka. But the rest of us would feel really stupid for going back in time and trying to trade the next LeBron or KD.
Well, that's the thing. If Luka turns into that, this whole Mavericks passed over Greek freak argument, chaos, terrible story that we have with the franchise right now, it disappears. Everybody's forgotten about it because you have your guy. You have your Luka, and all of the 6-7 year gap between the championship and between where we are now kind of fades away.
Interesting, interesting. And for people that are saying, well, you can just get the Greek freak in free agency, I just don't think that's going to happen. But it's good to have dreams. Hell, we just went back in time.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.